I don't know. If you're looking for that at the State Fair, you might not find the magic carpet ride, but just keep asking. Keep asking the attendants. Maybe they'll direct you and they'll find that. Opening day of the State Fair started on Friday. We got to talk about Horse Race Hookie. That was phenomenal.
Oh, man. So much fun.
But we're on the case right now trying to find out what happened to ABC10's Megan Tellis. Dana said a listener called, and last week, someone claimed that she did a goodbye show on ABC 10.
Yes, so I'm trying to find the footage, but I've had a couple people call and tell me that they saw the farewell footage.
Oh, so, it's got to be true then.
So does that mean she's not going to be on in the morning, or is she going to stay with ABC 10, or is she going to a different show, different channel?
The rumor is that she's going to a talk show of some sort in the afternoon that is still on ABC.
Oh, so it's still with ABC 10.
Think so, okay, but again, I don't have any definitive information on that.
Talk show that's in the afternoon. Is she going to All Access Hollywood?
God, no. She wouldn't lower herself to that garbage. She's probably going to take on Dr. Phil.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Dr. Phil.
What about Kelly Ripa?
Oh, she'll take her down to Chinatown, too.
Kelly Ripa not doing that anymore, though?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's an opening.
Oh, my God. You're thinking maybe it's going to be live with Megan and Ryan Seacrest.
Don't even tell me, dude. You know how awesome that would be?
Oh, I would watch it. And it would be fantastic if she was on there with him, and then they could fire Ryan Seacrest. That would be the top-rated show in the history of all television.
I got a feeling that guy's not going anywhere, sadly.
Yeah, I'm trying to piece this together. Dana, you know what to do, too? Send her a private message from the Dog and Joe. Oh, yeah, show and ask her if she's okay, and ask her if she can talk about it, and ask her if she'll come on the show and share what it is she's doing, and it'll seem like we care, but it'll also just have a...
Oh, you care too much.
The truth.
Yeah, make it seem like we care. Don't make it seem like I care creepily. You know what I mean?
You've already killed that chance.
So just sign it from Joe and Dana.
Yeah. Because okay. I want to know what she's got going on. I want to know what this thing is. I told Joe last week, she was off all week, and I said, hey...
I thought it was for sure vacation.
Yeah, Joe's like, this is vacation. I'm like, no way. This blonde chick's getting a little too comfy here. It looks like she's auditioning, and she's in there hanging out with Walt Gray and Tim, Jason, Bob, and all these people, and Marcus Allen's out at the State Fair hanging out with goats, and I'm like, something smells.
He lives out there.
Yeah. Marcus Allen lives at the State Fair this week.
Mm-hmm.
I knew something smelled, and I was on the case, and I knew it, and I kept telling Joe, I go, I don't like this. This is getting fishy. She's been gone way too long. Something's up, and I told you, I knew it. They're doing something with my beloved dear Megan, and I got to find her.
You just don't, I mean, whatever it is, you don't switch it out that quickly. I don't understand how they have people just waiting in the wings like that fast.
Oh, yeah, those news gigs, man, sure.
Man, they got them all over the place so fast.
Well, we'll send over the private message, see if we can find out what's going on with Megan Tellis. Until then, we'll just turn the TV off. There's no reason.
Man, I can't wait to find out where she's going to be, though.
Yeah, private messenger, Dana, let's see what's going on. See if we can get the story. Hold on.